Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. I'm glad you're with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and welcome back. It's been a while. A
couple of weeks, yeah.
Good to have you in the front chair there.
Yeah, thank you. Our guest this morning is Kurt Haling. Kurt is a partner with Albertson Haling CPAs, who is also a sponsor of our Biz Talk program and works closely with the SCORE chapter. We really appreciate all the support that Kurt's firm provides to SCORE. And we certainly appreciate the sponsorship at BizTalk. And we're going to be talking about strategies this morning, mid-year planning. And we have an exclusive announcement for many people who may not have known us about a new deadline for filing for tax return credit. But first, let's meet Kurt, and we'll talk a little bit about his background. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Tony. Morning, Randy. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good to have you here.
Tell us a little bit about your firm and what you do there and where you're located and your background, your specialties.
Well, the firm is Albertson Haling CPAs. We've been working together since 1998. Jim Albertson, myself. Jim runs the Green Bay office. I run the office here in the Valley. Phone numbers in the Valley, 920-886-2241 and Green Bay, 405-8549. Specializing individual returns, individual planning, business returns, business planning, and especially a lot of planning with people that are maybe just taking the leap and starting their business or hiring their first employees or getting out of the blocks all the way through to transitioning to new ownerships, selling the business, winding down the business, whatever it might be.
Now, your firm is a full-service firm, Kurt. You also represent clients if they should be audited by the IRS or they have other types of accounting issues.
Oh, absolutely. And we do have situations where even if we didn't prepare the return, we'll help people with IRS situations. But every return that we do will help you with the IRS. We'll be the liaison, the buffer, so that you're not necessarily dealing with them directly. Because we can talk their language and at the same time be able to keep things moving forward for you, because dealing with a bureaucracy like the IRS can be really frustrating sometimes, so we can kind of try and explain where things are in the process and what's going on.
It can be pretty intimidating, too.
It can be. I mean, it's as feared an organization as the KGB. So
I'd like to give out the phone numbers for anybody who'd like to call in with a question for Kurt. 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150 if you're outside Appleton. 1-866-887-1150.
Okay. Kurt, I heard you say about four times in your background about the things that you do using the word planning. Everybody sitting around in the month of July doesn't think much about, quote, planning. We always do that in January, start of the year, end of the year kind of thing. Why is it important now?
Well, and we think about it in January. We think about it even before January a lot of times, because we're planning for the upcoming year. And a lot of times, financial plans and business plans end up being kind of like New Year's resolutions. You start out the year with the best intentions, and by February they're all forgotten about and stuffed in the drawer and never to be seen again. And this is actually the time of year where you can pull that plan out, take a look at it, and say, okay, what's working, what isn't, why isn't it working, and kind of go through and do a review of, okay, what were we planning on doing, what are we doing, do we kind of fall back into the status quo, or are the plans that we put in place actually working? And if they are, why are they working? What's our next step?
And as a consequence of that review, I think business owners are going to understand that their business decisions every day that they're making are impacting the cash flow of their company. But they need a budget to compare where they are to something.
Well, right. You need to have something to compare back to. Otherwise, you're just kind of flying by the seat of your pants and winging it, which, I know people that are very good at doing that, but at the same time, even if they don't have that written plan, I've talked to people that don't have a written plan, but they can rattle off numbers and concepts off the top of their head.
That may help them, but it may not help their employees.
Right. That may help them. That won't help their employees. A lot of these people are people that are working for themselves and in a situation where they're pretty much independent, independent contractors or whatever it might be without employees or without a staff that needs to buy into that plan. But even in those situations, the person has done some sort of planning and knows where he needs to be. If you're winging it, if you don't know where you're going, doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, and it's so true. In SCORE, we work very hard to help business clients understand they need a business plan. You have to figure out what they want to do and how are we going to get there? And we try to develop metrics so that they can measure the performance of their company throughout the year, as you're referring to.
Exactly. And when you're thinking about those metrics, they all come back to the basic balance sheet, P&L type statements and cash flow statements as well, knowing what's working, what isn't, what's holding you back, and being able to drill into some of those things and being able to be as detailed as you can with those sorts of things.
Yeah, you just mentioned the number of different statements that people, like at this point in time, should be aware of. Again, besides just, quote, the budget, what other things should they pull out, take a close look at, and be willing to, you know, make some adjustments in right now?
Well, obviously, taking a look at your cash flow is obviously number one.
I just saw Tony light up again. Okay, that's good.
That should be almost a daily, at the very least, a weekly type of thing that you're looking at. Not only what came in and what went out, but what's going to come in, what's going to come out, and having a plan for that and a plan to monitor that, some sort of tool to use for that. And in addition to that, the balance sheet, tracking your payables, receivables, helping know what's coming up out there. And then all of that falling into the profit and loss statement, the income statement, because a lot of times we'll get to the end of the year and somebody will, it'll look like somebody's made X amount of dollars and they'll say, well, where is it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they don't understand. Well, it might show they made $50,000, but you turn around and paid off $30,000, $20,000 piece of equipment,
right?
So you don't have any additional cash.
Mm-hmm. Kurt, when I'm talking to my clients or doing presentations on this topic, I always say, cash flow generates profit. Profit doesn't always generate cash flow.
Well, exactly. And the other thing that, I've been dealing with some business owners that took over a business, and these four gentlemen, they do a great job, and the company name has been out there forever, but these people just took over the business. So this is a business that they're jumping into as new business owners that's doing $6 million in sales. That doesn't happen every day, but they're trying to get their arms around this sort of thing. And I met with them a couple weeks ago, and things are going really well for them. They're like, well, why wouldn't we just pay cash for all these equipment? We got three trucks we got to buy. Why wouldn't we just, pay $120,000 for these three new trucks? And it's like, because then you don't have $120,000 anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got to plan, budget your cash flow.
Budget the cash flow. And I said, what you might want to do is sit down with your lender and develop a capital expenditures type budget and say, okay, at the end, here's how much we're planning on spending for the year. Give us the parameters that we can use and then loan against that so that we know how much we can borrow, right, and how much we can use, and the rest of it can come from cash flow and just roll that into a loan every year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side, and we're going to continue a great conversation with Kurt Haling this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Yeah, I'm the tax man. That's a bad thing to hear in July, but we have to talk about it.
But it's going
to
be a good lead into some of the questions we've got for Kurt. So
before we go further with Kurt, I just want to take a quick moment and mention that this program is brought to you each week by SCORE, the Fox City SCORE chapter. We're headquartered in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We have about 55 mentors in our chapter, all volunteers, who are willing to give back to the business community and share their skills to help you succeed. And if you're interested in some free and confidential mentoring, you can contact us at SCORE at foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at 734-7101, the chamber number. Set up an appointment, and a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to meet right away. Mm. We service a 9-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have mentors in each of those communities. So if you're listening and you're located in around one of those communities, reach out at foxcities.score.org, fill out the request for mentoring, and someone will be contacting you shortly.
Yeah. Tony, I can tell you've been gone a little bit because Mary Lou's been busy. We're up to 58 members now, volunteers. And remember, all of the work we do as far as mentoring is free, so it's very important.
Now, Kurt, you mentioned in the pre-show that there's a critical date coming up in about a week. Tell us about that date.
Yeah, there's a date coming up for those who get their individual health insurance through Obamacare. There's a date coming up of July 31st. Now, that date is critical because if you extended your tax return, if you didn't get it filed by April 15th, so you filed an extension, and you're on Obamacare, you need to get filed by July 31st. Typically, an extended tax return is not due until October 15th, and that still is the rule. But if you don't file by July 31st and you're on Obamacare, you potentially can lose your premium credits, which can add up to thousands of dollars, quite honestly, as far as your taxes go. And you can potentially lose premium credits going into 2016 because they won't have the financial information to get you signed up going forward in 2016. So this is a big deal. It's not getting a lot of publicity either. And it's one of these things that's kind of, I guess, under the radar. You will not directly pay a penalty, but you're losing out on the opportunity for a credit and leaving money on the table.
So typically I'd file my tax return by April 15, but if something came up and I wanted an extension, it would then have to be filed by October 15.
And that's still the hard and fast rule with the IRS.
But if I'm on Obamacare and I have the advantage to take it, I could take advantage of premium credits. If I file on October 15, I miss the July 31st deadline. I miss my credits.
Correct.
Yeah. And this is primarily just for the individual. This is not, or does this affect businesses as well?
Well, this affects individuals. This deals directly with the 1040. So, whether you have a business or not, it is not really relevant in this situation.
Okay. So any individual who's under the Affordable Health Care Act, receiving a, funding
the premium back. Credits.
Premium
right.
credits. This is the date.
And understand what the premium credits are. The premium credits are the mechanism by which they can say, well, typically your insurance would cost you $800 a month, but because of the premium credit, we can get it down to $500 a month. So there's a $300 a month premium credit in there. That can go away.
Okay. Yeah, and that premium credit.
It's based on your income. So what will happen is, depending on where your 2014 income falls in, you could end up with even more of a credit on top of that. You lose that potential.
So you lose it for 15, and you could potentially lose it for 16?
You lose it for 14. You're filing your 14 tax return now, and you could lose it for 2016 when you go to sign up again, because you're already signed up for 15 again.
Right.
And when you go to sign up for 16 in the fall again, they're not going to have accurate information, so you could end up paying a higher premium than 2016.
Now, going forward, unless Congress changes that or somebody changes that July 31st to match it up to October 15, this could be an annual thing.
It very well could be, and so much of this is so new that we don't know what the backlash of it's going to be, if there's going to be any backlash to it, or if it's going to stay July 31st going forward, because the potential problem that could come up is if you're filing by October 15th and then you get to November where you need to sign up again for the upcoming year, well, at that point, they don't have good numbers to refer back to at that point. The return hasn't been processed yet at that point, so it can be hard for them. That's at least the the thought process behind it, as I understand
it. So anyone who is on Obamacare and who filed for an extension this year to have their tax returns filed by October 15 should be looking into this.
They need to get done this week.
Yeah.
As long or short of it.
If I'm in that, if I think I'm in that kind of a situation, or I feel I might be, who should I talk to? Who should I get the help from? Is there some way to get help, or just talk to your tax preparer?
Get with your tax preparer as soon as possible.
Okay. So no matter who that was,
correct.
Get back to them.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we don't know how many people are in this country who fall into that category, that risk pool.
Right. I mean, we know that there's millions that are on Obamacare. I couldn't tell you how many of those have extended their returns or anything like that and would fall into this category.
Yeah.
But over the course of the country, it could well be in millions.
Well, Kurt, when did you find out about this? Just recently?
Like 3 weeks ago, quite honestly.
So quite honestly, it just goes back to the old line, we'll understand it when we have passed the law, but a lot of people didn't understand it, and we're still learning things about Obama.
Right. We needed to pass it so we knew it was in it, and this is one of the things that's in it.
Okay.
We're going to take another break right now. We'll come back on the other side for the longer segment with Kurt Haling this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. This morning we're speaking with Kurt Haling. Kurt is a partner with Albertson Haling CPAs here in Appleton, also a very active and appreciated sponsor of SCORE and Biz Talk. So we thank him for all of his efforts in helping SCORE with our seminars and helping with our clients and so on. We, in addition to mentoring, offering free and confidential mentoring, the SCORE chapter also gets involved in putting on seminars. Randy, tell us about a couple of things that are coming up in our calendar this year.
Okay, real quickly, by the way, if you ever want to find out about what's going on as far as seminars and programs that we have, the fastest and easiest way to get that information is to go out to the foxcitiescore.org website and check out local workshops. At that site, we have posted all of the programs that are coming up right now. The first one is going to be on August the 19th. That is a one-day seminar. It's going to be 2 hours on social media and how to use it to actually make money as opposed to just being on a social media website. So very good. It's going to be held over at the Black Creek Community Center in Black Creek. The speaker is going to be Ryan Felser. Ryan is a consultant, excellent, well-respected in the area as far as social media. So if you're in a small business and want to learn how to use it, this is an excellent seminar.
This is a joint seminar with CAP Services.
Correct. Right? So another way to find out about it or register would be to get a hold of the people over there, and that's at www.capservices.org. They can help you as well. The other program we got coming up very quickly, we are going to start in September on the 23rd, the first of five classes in the Simple Steps program. This is how to build your business plan, how to build your start your business. Again, you can register for one or all of the courses. Go out to the website. again at foxcities.score.org and register. So
good.
Quick and easy way.
That's good stuff, Randy. Thanks.
Yep.
I also want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the program to you each weekend, and those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, and Kurt Hailing is here this morning with us. I also want to thank Bank First National, Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin and her legal practice and focuses just on business issues. Also want to thank Candeo Creative. They built our website, biztalkwithscore.com. You can go out to that website and you can listen to pre-recorded programs. We archive our programs out there at biztalkwithscore.com. So thanks to Mike Pulvermacher and Zach for helping us with that. Finally, we want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for promoting our program, the BizTalk program, and their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For only $20 a year, it's going to bring you a lot of helpful information on how you can mix in with all the business activities going on in Northeast Wisconsin, East Central Wisconsin. Kurt, we were talking earlier in the program about the value of a budget and laying out a plan, and business owners really need to do that so that they can accomplish the things that they intend to accomplish, and they can measure how are they doing during the year according to the plan. What have you seen of some reasons why people may not want to do that or don't do it?
Well, I'll give you some examples of just some real-world examples that I saw in the last week or two, because we had some people that we work with that it made sense for them to get incorporated as of the first of the year and set up an S-Corp, and I'm not going to go into all the details behind that, but I did kind of a mid-year review with them of are they acting like a corporation, are they doing what they're supposed to be, laid out all the steps in December and January, got together now, and are they doing what they're supposed to be, and as happens with this, you know, we had three of them, and one was doing a really good job, had everything budgeted out, had been doing their payroll properly, they could pull up a P&L, and their P&L had the first 6 months of the year with actual, and the next 6 months with budgeted, and here's how much they'd taken for payroll, and here's how much they expect to make along the way, and here's how much they were going to pay out for the rest of the year in equipment, and on down the line, they just did a bang-up job on it. And then I had another one that was doing okay, was taking out some money that wasn't necessarily wages, but that was okay because we'd kind of budgeted for some of that, but they'd start doing their wages now, and they kind of knew where they were at, and they were doing okay. And then, of course, you get the third one who's got it written on the back of a sheet of paper and hadn't really done things the way that we had talked about, and, okay, we got to get you squared away now for the rest of the year, and, you know, so kind of had that little conversation, the problem he was going to have in February or March if we didn't get things straightened out now. So, you know, he had all ends of the spectrum again.
Right, right.
But at least we caught that now as opposed to the end of the year.
Right.
When you run into the old crap situations, you know, or worse, but I can't really say that.
You've got time to make those adjustments to
right.
correct what might have gone wrong in the first 6 months of the year.
Exactly. And you know, the light bulb kind of went on a little bit, and, okay, we need to spend a little more time on this sort of thing.
You know, one of the things, you know, we talk to our clients about this all the time is that, you know, you don't have to be an accountant yourself, but you have to understand what your accountant is saying to you and how to listen to those things. What kind of things should, at this point in time, a person like that be really aware of? You said you had three examples there of good, bad, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. But what areas especially should people be concerned right now to look at?
Well, obviously the compliance type stuff, making sure you're paying your payroll taxes or sales taxes or whatever those sorts of things are, and understand the deadlines behind them, and if those deadlines can change, because sometimes if your payroll increases, the deadlines actually come up a little bit more quickly, and watching for those types of notices and that sort of thing. So obviously the compliance part of it will keep you out of trouble, and those are sorts of things they'll let you know, and they'll let you know in writing, and usually it'll be a letter, and you'll look at it, and your eyes might glaze over what's this telling me. Just shoot that right over the accountant and have a 5-minute conversation. What is this? What do we need to do? Is there anything we need to change? And go from there to make sure you're compliant on those sorts of issues. And from the other end of it is, you know, I try not to make an accountant out of people, because that's not why they went in business. Mm-hmm. You know, they went in business to do what they're good at, whether it's construction or the product they're selling or the service they're selling or whatever it might be. So, you know, they should focus their time on doing what they're good at. But they need to have a basic understanding of how some of these things apply and how some of these decisions apply to their business, and you know, everything from, do I buy a vehicle? Do I lease a vehicle? Do I pay cash for it? Do I finance it? Mm-hmm. You know, those sorts of things, and understanding the pluses and minuses of all of it. Those are the sorts of things that they need to get a feel for.
I think it's important on that point, Kurt. It's an excellent point. Get the business owner to understand how their daily decisions impact their cash flow. So if a guy walks in and he's got a special on skid steers that month, and instead of selling for $37,500, we're going to sell it to you for $25,000, just don't jump and buy it. Look at your budget. If you've got some constant reminders of what's going on with the cash flow of your company, every decision you make is going to be running through that filter. You're not a CPA, but the CPA can't fix problems that the business owner creates because they weren't following a plan.
Right, and what that'll do is that'll set you up for when those opportunities do present themselves.
Exactly.
Then you can take advantage of it because you've set yourself up properly, whereas if you're living by the checkbook and don't have a good understanding of the financial aspect of it, that opportunity might come up, but you might be hamstrung because you're paying for X, Y, or Z instead.
We like to give out the phone number again if you have a question for Kurt Haling, 281-1150. In Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can call us at 866-887-1150. Kurt, one of the themes that seems to run through business owners at all stages of business, small ones, medium ones, and larger ones, is, well, I can make this work. I can make this work. And you kind of alluded to that already in a couple of examples you mentioned. How important is it for the business owner to be honest and open and realistic in what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, you can use some big company examples. You know, every public company has to have quarterly earnings reports that come out, and so they've got budgets, they've got quarterly earnings reports, and we've all heard the stories going back to Enron and everything like that years ago to, you know, everything that happened in 08 and 09 and mm-hmm. you know, oh, they're cooking the books, they're cooking
brokerage
books.
Houses.
Brokerage houses. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that happened there. And in those situations, you had somebody, well, we got to make the quarterly report look good, and we'll worry about it next quarter. We'll worry about we got to make the quarterlies look good. And so that sort of thing happens at all levels of business, you know, and the businesses that are honest with themselves and that are really running properly, eventually it shakes out. Because you can only do that for so long as far as
it'll catch up with you.
As juggling things and making this quarter look good versus, you know, and worrying about it later. You can only do that for so long before it catches up to you. You know, using the construction real estate industry from a few years back, there were guys that were doing really well for a while, but they didn't have a good handle on the finances, and then the real estate market pretty much collapsed
yep.
in 08 and 09, and all of a sudden a lot of guys that were in business and had spent some of their money, you know, on things that weren't necessarily the best place to spend it on. Go back to the guy who had gotten behind on payroll taxes, and meantime he had bought a $50,000 truck and a boat and, you know, implants for his girlfriend, and you know, the girlfriend leaves him, the truck's got 200,000 miles on, and the boat he can't get $1,500 for, and he's still
IRS
got payroll tax
knocking at the door.
Exactly.
Right. When you're working with your clients, Kurt, how often during the year do you really recommend that you guys get together? How many times should you sit down to meet those deadlines and, you know, pick up all that information?
Well, obviously we're going to have the one in the winter with the tax filing, but then we're also going to have, I like to meet with everybody at least once more during the year, if not a couple times during the year, to talk about where they're at during the year before the end of the year, at least once or twice before the end of the year.
Do you initiate that contact, or should the client?
We do our best to initiate the contact. We'll send out emails and everything like that reminding them, but ultimately it's their business.
Sure.
They've got to pick up the phone.
Yep.
You know, we've got people that it's just a matter of course that we do it, but there's others that, you know, it's kind of like, it's getting yep. the end. How you doing this year, you know?
Okay. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Susan. You have a question for Kurt?
Yeah, I'm starting up a software as service business, spending money for building the code and just hired somebody to help me write some of the safety codes. I'm doing an occupational health and safety software service, and trying to figure out what are the data points for something that doesn't need an office, doesn't need a car, oh, I can use my car, or these things. What are the data points that I need to start putting into the budget?
Well, Tony, it sounds a little bit like what you do with Priora a little bit.
Not
a different type of industry, but kind of the same sort of thing. But you're still going to need to think about, okay, where am I going to get my customer base from? How much is it going to cost me for marketing to my customer base? And thinking about those sorts of things from a budgeting standpoint, thinking about things, what costs are you going to have as you're running this business? You mentioned you're having a lot of startup costs here. How are those getting funded? How are you going to pay yourself back for those sorts of things?
Mm-hmm. Some other points there, too, you might be concerned about would be insurance.
Yep.
If you put yourself in a situation where you have some liabilities there, you're going to need what's called E&O insurance so that you have things that cover you for errors and omissions. So it's something to think about talking mm-hmm. to your insurance guy.
Yeah, that E&O insurance is over and above your basic liability insurance, which is like your slips and falls type of insurance,
right.
or if something happens to your equipment, it'll replace it. That E&O insurance will cover you in cases of where there might be an error or omission on your part as a professional that they can, if somebody were to sue you or your business, that would cover a large portion of that.
Susan, could you,
we'll
ask Vicki to get back on the line. Could you give her your phone number and then I'll call you later on and we'll talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Tony's got some sure. personal history with this.
Yeah, so maybe it'll be helpful to you, Susan, but Vicki will get back on the phone with you. Give her your phone number. She'll give it to me and I'll call you and we can talk about it. Thanks, Susan. Kurt, talking about budgeting and so on, and performing and monitoring the cash flow of a company, the owner should be aware of all that, especially if they have a bank loan.
Well, especially if they have a bank loan, but even if they don't have a bank loan, a lot of times the owner themselves is the bank.
Yes.
So
yes.
whether
they don't realize it.
But they don't realize it. They may have taken out a home equity loan, or
right.
they may have funded it with personal funds that they have, but somehow or another that's got to get paid back.
And the business owner being the banker is not going to be as tough on the business owner as a banker will be on the business owner.
No, but you still want to treat it the
yes.
same way. I mean, and actually the IRS requires if you're a S corp or C corp that you charge if you're loaning money to your company and that gets to be over $10,000, you have to charge yourself interest back and that interest is taxable on your personal return,
right.
deductible
right.
to the business,
right.
those sorts of things. But they actually require it so that you're not giving yourself interest-free loans.
But being a CPA for so many small businesses, you interact with them and their lenders. How do the lenders respond when they don't do it, when the business owner's not doing a good job of budgeting and managing cash flow?
Well, let's put it this way. It depends on the rest of the business, but the rest of the business a lot of times is going to suffer. Sometimes the banker will have a very gentle conversation with them of, you guys got to watch this, or here's the problems you can run into.
That would be the first conversation.
That would be the first conversation. After a number of these conversations, and especially if the business isn't doing very well, the bank can say, you don't get to play anymore, and we're going to take our collateral back.
Mm-hmm. So it's important, as you point out, and we at SCORE always point out, that you should build a business plan for you, and you share that with the lending institution.
Right, and that's the thing to keep in mind, because there's a lot that's negotiable with the lending institution,
yes, there is.
And you need to make them understand what you're doing with your business and why you're doing it and how you're doing it, so that they've got an understanding, because at some point you may not need the loan at that point in time. But your business plan is going to dictate when you're going to need a loan or an increase in line of credit or whatever it might be, so that you can have the discussion, hey, we're going to be running into this year, whether it's a change in your industry, a change in regulation, whatever it might be, or an opportunity that comes up. But in order to jump on that opportunity, you're going to need this piece of equipment, and it's going to cost X amount of dollars. Here's how much we're going to have ready at that point in time. We're going to need to borrow the rest. And so you get 3 or 4 months down the line when that happens. The banker says, yep, okay, you did what you said you're going to do. Here's the rest of your money.
Okay. Another area, people have, of course, recurring payments that they have to do as far as their taxes and that type of thing. Keeping up with where you're supposed to be at, especially things like sales tax, FICA, the withholding areas. Do you find that that's a question that you have to work with people on a regular basis?
You try to get them past that to the point where that's just a regular sort of thing. That, but obviously regulations change on those along the line, and deadlines can change with those sorts of things. You know, as I mentioned earlier, with the more employees you have, the more quickly you may have to pay your payroll tax. Instead of paying the following month, you may have to pay it within 3 days of your payroll. Sales tax is the same sort of thing. You know, depending on how much you do in sales, you may go anywhere from annually to quarterly to monthly to the 20th of the following month. So keeping on top of those so you don't end up with penalty situations is a big deal. And the other issue becomes, if you're not staying current with those sorts of things, again, it's going to be a red flag to your lender, because if you're not keeping up with that, how are you going to keep up with your bank loan? And the IRS can, and the state can be pretty quick to just garnish money and shoot first and ask questions later and zap your bank account, which will really put a crimp in your bank's, in your cash flow.
Okay. We're coming up on our last break right now. We're going to come back on the other side, finish our conversation with Kurt. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
You're back with Biz Talk. We're here for our last segment with Kurt Hailing this morning. Kurt Hailing is a CPA and a partner with Albertson Hailing CPA firm, a very strong and much appreciated supporter and sponsor of Biz Talk and Score Chapter. So we thank Kurt for all of that. If you have a question for Kurt, we might be able to get it in. So call us at 281-1150, 281-1150, or 866-887-1150. Kurt, during the program, we've been talking about a lot of strategies and the benefits of budgeting, the July 31st deadline for Obamacare premium, so on. But what is it? What about a person who owns a business and he just wants to shut it down? Do you help with that? And what kind of what's involved in that sort of a process?
Yeah, we can. You know, everybody that's in business is eventually going to be out of business at some point, whether you sell it, transfer it to your kids, whatever it might be. So what the succession plan is going to be and how it's going to go is something that needs to be planned for also. Hopefully you get to go out on your own terms. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, the bank sometimes can force that decision for you, but that's not always the best terms. Whether you transfer it to the kids, there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. Whether you transfer it to a person internally that's maybe a key employee, or you sell to an outside party, or you just decide that we're going to go, you know, it's just time to shut it down, we're going to go out of business. There's a right way and a wrong way to go out of back and go about with that also. And it can be, sometimes it can be fairly simple. Other times can be pretty complicated as far as how you're going to liquidate assets, where, who gets paid off, who's not going to get paid off in some situations, and how do you handle that.
Do you also get involved in doing business valuations?
We don't do a lot as far as the actual valuations. We're not, I'm not a CVA or anything like that. But we can work with some people that have CVAs and do those sorts of things, because you want somebody that's independent on that.
Yeah. The value of a business is not only the assets and the equipment, the building and the vehicles and that sort of thing. It's really what kind of cash flow does it generate?
Well, that's right. The biggest value of the business in most businesses, especially service businesses, is the earning capacity of the business. I mean, you can liquidate the assets and pay off the lenders, and you know, you'll have three different values for the assets, whether it's, you know, fire sale or replacement value or fair market value, you know, if you put it on Craigslist or something like that. But the assets themselves aren't the biggest, the most valuable. The biggest asset is the customer list, the earning power of the business.
So, Kurt, if somebody would want to talk to you a little bit more about this kind of a subject and so on, how should they get in contact with you?
Give us a call. The Valley office is 920-886-2241. Green Bay is 920-405-8549.
And if you'd like to re-listen to this program, it'll be out on biztalkwithscore.com about Wednesday.
Correct.
Kurt, we always ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a pearl of wisdom.
One thing that I got last night from watching Shark Tank, which is one of my favorite shows, it was a rerun of their 100th show, and one of the things that it brought up, and you guys are doing a lot of this with Score, and it's really helpful. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. It doesn't matter your religious background. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter if you're a college educator or a high school dropout. Anybody can be a business owner. It's one of the most equalizing things in the world as far as where you are. But if you are going to go into business, don't go into it alone. Get your advisors, get your support group out there to help you and help you be successful.
That's a really great point, because Bill Gates never finished college, and today he could buy Harvard.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You don't have to have an education to be a good business owner.
Right.
Just passion, and stick to the details, and be conscious of your customers, yep. You know, among other things.
Well, you just had the two things primary, passion and a plan.
Right.
And understand where you're going.
So. Well, next week our guest is going to be Chris Allen. Chris is with Fox Communities Credit Union, also another sponsor of BizTalk.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to talking lending with Chris next week. So if you have any questions about how you borrow money from a lending institution, tune in next week. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. It's good to have you back this weekend, and we'll talk to you next weekend. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.